Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. Health and wellness, just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Nice, I'm nice, you nasty. Woo! That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for The most horriblest clown of the week.
Of the week.
Of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, we all know it's a proven fact that most politicians lie, and it's just some of them lie better than others, and we shouldn't trust any of them. We all know they're all crooked as a barrel of snakes. Well, last week, while running for re-election in the state of Arizona, Representative John Kyle ran on a tough anti-illegal invasion platform. This was last year, just November. Okay, he ran on this tough, tough platform. He promised the good, strong people of Arizona that he would represent them in Washington, D.C. He said he would fight hard to free Arizona and the U.S. from the grasp of these invaders who have come here to take over our country. 6 months later, he has shocked those who put him in office by going completely against what got him elected in the first place and helped Kennedy, of all people, push forward the illegal alien amnesty bill. Now, Arizonans are furious over this stab in the back. Arizona State Rep and Kyle's fellow Republican, Russell Pierce, a good guy, said it best. He said, quote, he has betrayed the people who voted for him. It's absolutely a sellout of America, end quote. Absolutely. Now, further proof of the sellout is his endorsement by Elias Bermudez, director of the racist organization Immigrants Without Borders. He said, quote, speaking of an incident where that put Kyle's face on a pinata and was broke, he said, quote, I was dumbfounded by his change of heart, and I truly apologize for the incident with the pinata. We are very proud of his stance now, end quote. Now, that's an endorsement by somebody that nobody in the world should want because it's a racist from a racist organization. Kyle has got you Arizona people for 6 years. He's got you. You can't do anything to him for 6 years. I wondered who put him in office, but I don't wonder anymore because I saw the lies he told, and I probably would have went for him too. But don't go for it next time. This guy is a snake in the grass. He is horrible, and it is up to you people out there who vote for him to put him out next time. Now, I know you Republicans like to vote for anybody Republican, but this is what you get when you vote party ticket and don't look at the qualities and the morals of the guy that you are putting your ex next to. This guy sucks. He is horrible. But John Kyle, more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Unbelievable. Boy, the emails I am getting about this man, they're blowing up my email account. Nobody is happy about it. We're going to get straight to our guest now, folks. I am very privileged and honored to have a guy on that I've been a fan of for many years, but now I am a bigger fan of his because he not only has made some great music for this country, but he is an American who stands up and is counted as an American. Ted Nugent. Ted, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, Terry Anderson, God bless you. Happy Memorial Day to you.
Likewise to you too, buddy.
There. But my friend, you have lit my barbecue soul fire here in Texas, as I call you, because everything you've said, I just want to put a big Motor City Uncle Ted rock and roll ditto on top of everything. Terry, you've graduated from the same logic university that I have. God bless you, sir.
And the thing about it, Ted, the doors are open to anybody who wants to attend, but nobody wants to go in and take a seat.
Well, I think you've nailed it there. I've been doing radio and media all of my wonderful rhythm and blues celebration career since the late 1950s. I started doing a lot of radio because I was the only one who, you know, in the music industry that really stood up adamantly, absolutely, for Second Amendment rights and constantly celebrated the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and identified America as what it is, and that is the last best place. So I've been demonized oftentimes in the media, particularly the rock and roll entertainment media. But let me tell you, my friend, what you're stating isn't a Terry Anderson opinion, and it's not just a Nugent family opinion. I am still privileged, honored, humbled, and blessed to travel this great nation, whether it's guiding and outfitting hunting operations all across North America, or rock and roll. I do about 100 concerts every year, and I'm really a gregarious guy. I meet with people every day, law enforcement, military, youth charities, churches, hospitals, schools. And Terry, what you say on the radio, what you live, and what you and I agree to as just sensible goodwill, decency, and logic, Terry, it's alive and well all across this country, except the apathy has muzzled them.
That's right. Everybody's
That's the problem.
Ted, Kennedy's everybody's...
Not the, Ted Kennedy, I mean, he wouldn't even be a pinata because there's not a crowbar big enough to fix him with. But he wouldn't matter if just those that know and live by common sense, goodwill, and decency and logic that Terry Anderson celebrates on your radio show, if just the people who live that would speak up and vote, we wouldn't have any problems.
That's right. You know, I told a good friend of mine this morning, we had a phone conversation, and he's kind of a doom and gloom guy, and I say, you know what, the reason it's where it is not because of people like Kennedy and the rest of these people, it's because we haven't done our job. We haven't put their feet to the fire, haven't slapped them in the face, we haven't withdrawn our votes and our money from these people, and we have allowed them to be what they are. We keep electing them and not putting their feet to the fire. Guess what, they're going to do what they want to do, not what we want.
And Terry, I guess ultimately, you know, we get a platform here and there, you got a great radio show, and again, thank you for having me on, because once again, I'm not here to give you any hunches or any ideas or any opinions.
We'll take them, though.
I'm not that smart. What I do, I've been 59 years, yes, I'm an old rock and roll guy, I'm 59 years clean and sober. Let me tell you what 59 years in America and traveling the world clean and sober does for a guy. It keeps your radar acute. It keeps your antenna absorbent. I'm like a sponge, Terry. Terry, I got to jam with Albert King, B.B. King, Freddie King, Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Chuck Berry, Bo Dylan. You are honored to jam with those masters. You don't want to poison your senses with dope or drugs or alcohol or that stupid stuff.
Look at what you missed, Ted. Look at what you would have missed.
I would have missed all those incredible emotions and dynamics those gifted guys provided for me. But equal to those musical genius, Terry, the cops that I train with, the military men and women that I go to Fallujah and Tikrit and Taji and Kandahar and Kosovo and Baghdad and all through Iraq, those men and women that I share literal and figurative campfires and I sponge up their wisdom, why they volunteered, the research that drew them to serve this great nation. That's the logic that I don't give you opinions on. I literally genuflect at the altar of logic. But people listening to you right now that shake their head and go, yeah, Terry, I wish I could say that. BS! That's a turd like you were talking. You can't polish that turd. If you don't communicate those truisms of your life to your elected officials, I'd like to thank you for nothing.
For nothing. We get what we deserve. We get what we have earned. And one thing you mentioned about the Second Amendment. We do believe in gun control on this show, Ted. We're two-handed guys.
That's right.
I hate to see anybody with one hand. That one scares me. You know what I mean?
Gun control at the Nugent camp is putting the second bullet in the same hole as the first bullet. You know,
there you go.
Terry, I'm just a guitar player, but I've been a sheriff deputy in Lake County, Michigan for the last 32 years, and I've been sworn in as a constable here in Texas. Plus, I've been, again, just privileged to be anointed as an honorary member of the 101st Airborne. So, you know, I don't just play paintball war games. I literally carried a machine gun in Fallujah. I do federal fugitive arrest warrant raids here in Texas and with law enforcement around the country. I've seen the devil of a 12-gauge sawed-off shotgun. I have seen the underbelly of why recidivism is rewarded and encouraged in this country. So I might just be a guitar player, but I'm a hands-on, we the people guy. So when I give you a comment, it's not like I'm some cocky guitar player that has a hunch that I'd like to ram down your throat. I back off of life. I back off and absorb and look and read the signs. And when I speak, that's not an opinion. I can show you evidence that would choke a goat for all the things that you talk about and all those self-evident truths that our founding fathers wrote down in those pillars of freedom, and that the Nugent family, and again, every family that today we had 20 people at the barbecue representing about 10 families. Yesterday we had about 20 people at my rehearsal just dancing wildly to my band. I hang out with people, farmers and cops and teachers and welders and mechanics and plumbers and this guy and that guy, coaches, everybody, Terry. And those hardworking, productive members of America, they genuflect at the same altar of logic and the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule and the Declaration of Independence and the Emancipation Proclamation and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution that you rave about. But again, if you only do it in lip service,
that's not enough.
You're literally helping the other side, because
Ted,
a non-vote isn't neutral. By not voting and speaking up, that's not neutral.
Well, a lot of
that's
people,
negative.
But, Ted, a lot of people go down and they say, well, I voted. Well, that's not enough.
That's not enough anymore. You've got to do more than that. You've got to be vocal. You've got to let them know how you feel. This country is slipping away from us now, and people think, well, that can't happen. Well, you know, Rome slipped away. A lot of other great civilizations slipped away. If we are not vigilant, if we don't stand up and take this, we are importing the entire third world to our country, people who don't want to speak our language, people don't want to assimilate. And not only that, Ted, they are coming here illegally. I am not anti-immigration. I know immigration keeps this country fresh and vibrant within reason and numbers that we can assimilate. But we've got to stop this illegality. We've got to stop these people who are lawless and coming in and doing what they want. Then they march in our streets. They come here with their foreign flags and they say, we demand to have the rights that you have. We demand the same civil rights that you black people fought for. We demand that you give us amnesty. We demand in-state tuition for our children in college. We demand. And guess what? These politicians are going to give it to them if we let them.
The whole time flaunting their criminal credentials.
That's right.
See, that's the difference. You and I would love to have legal immigrants come in and celebrate the American way, which, by the way, there is an American way. And that means, number one, being an asset to your family and your community, which makes it essential to speak the language. Number one. Who doesn't know that, Terry?
You tell me. I see it all the time. Every time we try to start something about English only, they protest and call it racist.
Hello, well, you should be where I am. You know, I could tell you some stories. I was, boy, if I had some mountaintops that I've been blessed with, I got to jam with the Funk Brothers back in Detroit in 1963. That was back when I was a small black child. But I got to jam with my heroes of the Funk Brothers.
For those of you people who don't know who the Funk Brothers were, they backed up the Motown acts for years and years in Detroit.
The gods of thunder, Terry. Yep. And even to this day, I just had an 8-hour marathon jam session with my amazing band. And we literally pay homage to the Funk Brothers and those great emotional
black
artists. To this day, I don't have any white influences with a guitar except maybe Keith Richards, and that's only because he was a Howlin' Wolf protege.
Absolutely.
But my point is that as I dedicate my records to Rosa Parks and the Funk Brothers and James Brown and Wilson Pickett and Sam and Dave and Booker T and Otis Redding, as I've been doing this for over 40 years, the Amboy Dukes album, we dedicated to all these great masters that we learned from. Do you know that just because I say, in order to be a productive asset to your neighborhood and this great country, you have to speak the language of your neighbor.
And there's no way around that, Ted. There's no way around it. It's been that way for hundreds of years in this country, and we have to keep it that way. Ted, I'm coming up on a hard break. I got to go. I want to thank you for coming on. After I put you on hold, I want you to listen to this clip. It's about 2 minutes.
Gotcha.
It's by a guy from the Brown Berets de Aslan, and he talks about what he thinks about white folks and other folks and how he feels about this country. And it's really one of the most bigoted, racist things you've ever heard in your life, and we play it, and I was there the day he said it. I saw the words come from his mouth. But this is the type of people we're up against. We're not against any race of people. We are for America. We want every race of Americans here to start thinking America first, and your ethnicity or your former nationality second. Ted, I want to thank you so much for spending time with us, buddy. We're going to talk again.
Thank you, Terry. Happy Memorial Day to everybody.
You too, buddy. Stick around, listen to this clip, and then we'll let you go, okay?
Thank you.
All right. That was our good friend. A guy that contacted me, by the way, folks, and I was very happy to get his email, Ted Nugent. Been rocking for years, and he's still rocking. He's got me by a year. I thought I was older than him, but he's got me by 1 year. Anyway, here is our clip from our friend Augustine Cebeda of the Brown Berets de Aslan. This is courtesy of CCI.
I was the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills!
county alone, we are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of our people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
Plaza Fuerza, this is Aztlan, this is Mexico. There are pilgrims on our land. Go back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
The best thing I've ever done.
Because at Cars for Causes, the number one most important cause is the cause that's closest to your heart. Cars for Causes, the charity that gives to charity. For information and pickup, call today, 800-766-CARE. 800-766-CARE.
870-KRLA.
Los Angeles is a sanctuary city disaster courtesy of Antonio Villaraigosa. The good news is you can do something about it. My name is Walter Moore, and I'm running for mayor of LA right now. I've got the credentials and platform needed to turn this city around. What I don't have yet is the $150,000 needed to qualify for matching funds and get a guaranteed spot in the televised mayoral debates. That's where you come in. People just like you have already contributed more than $10,000 to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which paid for this ad. All I need now is another $139,000 to get in that debate, clean his clock, win that election, turn this city around. We can repeal Special Order 40, but it's up to you to contribute. Will you help me save America's second largest city? If so, go to moreisbetter.com, two O's, moreisbetter.com. We'll make this city great again. moreisbetter.com. Thanks.
Talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. Boy, it was great to have Ted Nugent on with us. What a guy. Boy, has he got the fire. And you know what? That's what we need. More guys like him. I've heard some of the statements he's made on this subject and other subjects, and he's right on the money. He's right on the money with the Second Amendment. He believes in Americans having the right to defend themselves or just to carry a gun for fun if they want to. I mean, you know, that's our right. The Constitution gave that to us. He's all for America, and that's what we need more of. And I want to say something else, folks. Yesterday was the 100th birthday of John Wayne. Now, I know a lot of you people out there, especially you black folks, don't like John Wayne. I love him.
I love him. I think he's Americana personified. I think he was good for this country, and whether you liked him or not, he was what he was. He was an American icon, and he should be treated accordingly. And if somebody can show me where he shouldn't, please let me know. But until then, I will treat him as one. I am a huge fan, always have been, saw his pictures. First run in the movies when I was a kid, and I watched him right up to the Shooters, the last one he made. I was always there, and I always supported him, and he was good for this country. All right, let's get straight to the phones. Let's go to Crazy Steve, calling from Austin, Texas. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, greetings from the People's Republic of Austin.
What's up, buddy?
The South.
What's happening?
Well, I'll be quick. We all know that Chimpy the Punk, that's Traitor Bush, is trying to break the back of the Border Patrol. And I want to remind everybody out there that Ramos and Compeon are still in prison.
Still in jail, that's right.
But AmericanFreedomRiders.com, every weekend, in conjunction with various immigration control groups and various Minuteman groups, hold rallies in cities around the country. And I just want to say, which you could find out where they're at by going to AmericanFreedomRiders.com. But coming up on the fourth Saturday, they are going to be held in Hartford, Connecticut, New Brantford, Connecticut, West Haven, Connecticut, Blaine, Washington, and Castro Valley, California. Go to AmericanFreedomRiders.com for local contact information. And L.A. has it on the, L.A. has it on, I think, on the third Saturday of each month. We've been increasing our turnout here. And for the rest of you Texas listeners, on the 16th of June, we're having the U.S. Border Watch is having a rally at the Capitol, and we're going to combine that with American Freedom Riders. And on June 30th in San Antonio, there's going to be a big one against Johnny Satan. You know the
prosecutor. Yeah, Johnny Satan, that's him.
Yeah, down there at the I think he works for that one of those banks that gives credit cards to illegals.
That's the rumor.
Huh?
That's the rumor.
Yeah, so we're going to be protesting down there, and we're going to try to get a bunch of bikers out. So for all you Texas people, come on out.
American Freedom Riders are a great organization, Steve. They're really doing a lot of good work in this country. I am a member, and when I was they gave me a vest when I was in Phoenix last year. But they're doing a lot of good work, and we cannot forget Ramos and Compeon. They are two guys who are heroes. Someday they will be canonized in this country for what they have been put through. But right now, our government's making them suffer. Thanks for the call, Steve.
Thank you, Terry. Keep up the good work.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Ronald, calling from Los Angeles. Ronald, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing there, Terry?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Have you heard in your conversations, because you wouldn't have heard this on the mainstream media, that this whole bill, of this piece of legislation that they're trying to push through, is that they want to push it through because one of the main reasons they won't be here to see the effects of it.
That's right. They won't.
They will not. They have no intentions of enforcing any border.
You know, it's like a guy who's going to inherit $1 million. Once he gets his, he doesn't care about anybody else.
Absolutely.
And they're getting their payment now. A lot of them, you know, they talk about John Kyle from Arizona. I've heard that this guy is doing this. Now, this is what I read on the internet today.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing what he's doing, this flip-flop, this six-month flip-flop he did because he wants a judgeship. He wants to be appointed a judge by President Bush before Bush is out of office. I wouldn't doubt that. But if this happens, it'll just show you what his motives were. I mean, these people are all in it for something, Ron. They're all in it for some reason, and they all got some kind of grift that they're getting out of this.
Terry, you shouldn't be surprised. I mean, when you look
at not.
The Alberto Gonzalez situation. Mm-hmm.
Another piece of trash.
Okay. And you look at, what's his name, the governor of New Mexico? Did you hear him today?
Bill Richardson, another one.
Did you hear him?
Another racist. Here's a guy who wouldn't make a decision on whether Alberto Gonzalez should be put out of office, I mean, should be fired. And you know what his reason was, Ron? Because he was, quote, Latino like me, so I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. That's racism. That's racist. We're supposed to be Americans and treat all people equally, but he gave this guy the benefit of the doubt because he was the same race as him.
That's
unbelievable.
He said because they are he is Hispanic.
That's right.
And that tells you right there, Terry, where the true sense of La Raza, Mecha, all these organizations are coming from. And if the American people don't wake up, it's going to be over and out.
Por la raza todo fuera de la raza nada.
Eso.
For those in the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. Thanks for the call, Ron. Let's go to Evelyn calling from Irvine, California. Ev, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry. I like John Wayne, too, and we have an airport named from him.
Yes, you do.
Where I live.
Yes, you do. I fly over it all the time.
And Terry, what you heard about Turncoat Kyle is exactly right. He's looking for a judgeship appointment, and the activists in Arizona call him Bush's bag man.
That's what he is. And you folks listening on KFNX, get a pad and pencil ready. All you folks listening in Phoenix, I've got some numbers for you. I'm going to give them in a few minutes. Go ahead, Ev.
Okay, well, I'm calling to talk about this wonderful event that is happening for Tom Tancredo, a fundraiser and book signing event for presidential candidate Tom Tancredo, which is going to be at the Nixon Library in Yorba Linda on June 16. It's a Saturday, and it only is $50 to get a ticket for each attendee. And somebody told me that somebody whose initials are Terry Anderson might be a speaker there.
That's the rumor.
That is a rumor.
Yes, it
anyway,
is. A strong the best, one.
The best and only way that I can suggest that anybody find out about it is to call toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS, and you will hear exactly how to go about it. Now, a lot of you folks who cannot come or who are listening in other states, that doesn't stop you from sending a check marked Tancredo
for
president with a little note that you're sorry you're unable to attend, but he will get the check at that event because we're saving the checks to hand him there.
Now, Evelyn, that's $50 prior to the event, $75 at the door, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. 877-NO-ILLEGALS, and you'll hear all about it.
That'll be an event for a good cause, folks. Trust me when I tell you that. Thanks, Ev.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Jerry calling from Lowell, Massachusetts. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. I'm a Democrat.
That's fine.
I don't like what they're doing, and I think that what Kennedy did in this thing, he's giving away this country.
He is.
And Jerry, just
so you know, I get tons of emails from Democrats who feel the very same way the rest of us do.
Yeah, well, you know, people shouldn't really trust him because this guy, I just can't stand him.
Well, Jerry, who's voting this clown into office every 6 years?
I don't know. But, you know, the thing that's been bothering me more than anything is that we have soldiers being killed in Iraq, and they're fighting to protect this country. And here, Kennedy is giving it away to the illegal.
That's right.
What are they going to do? Take their jobs?
That's
these
right.
Poor guys that are getting killed in Iraq?
That's right. Absolutely.
It's making me sick to my stomach.
And me and you both. And he has no concern. And that's a good thing you say about the vets. But let me tell you something else. Yeah. The regular American folks in this country, we all ask the question, what's in this bill for us? What does America get out of this bill? Let me see what I get out of it. Now, I heard Sheila Jackson Lee say the other day on TV, and y'all know what I think of her. She said the other day, we'll know who everybody is. Hell, if we deport them all, we'll know who they are, too, as they exit the country. Why don't we do that? I have told people over and over and over, Jerry, read my 90-day Terry Anderson show, Invasion Solution without Confusion. It's right there on our website, and it tells you just how we can get these people out of our country. Every politician I will ever interview, I will ask the same question first. What are you going to do with these 20 to 30 million illegal aliens here? Do you want them deported, yes or no? And if they say they don't want them deported, you're out of here. You're history.
Terry,
I got nothing to say.
Can I say one thing?
Yes, sir.
I forgot. Everyone listening to this show tonight, if they would just pick up the phone Tuesday morning and call any congressman in this country.
Right.
They can call South Carolina.
Anybody.
And North Carolina. They just say, give me the senator from South Carolina. You only have to know the name or the congressman from there, and they can get that name by calling the Federal Bureau. So well, I told you, not just California.
I totally agree. Call them all. Because the guy, if I live in California, the guy in Massachusetts that votes, votes for me. Every time the guy in Rhode Island votes, I get
That's
the benefit
right.
or the harm from that vote. So we have a right as Americans to talk to anybody. Jerry, I got to go. Thanks a lot for calling. Call me again.
God bless.
Thank you, sir. All right, I got somebody on the line here. I can't see the name. Let's see. It says Kevin. Is that Kevin? Let me see. Kevin. Kevin James. Oh, that's what. What's up, buddy? What do you hear? What do you say?
Anderson, how are you, sir?
You figured my name out, too, huh?
I tell you what. You know, Albert, it was the best thing to hear just in the last few minutes listening to you, Terry. You are the first person I've heard in over a week that will talk about the number of illegal.
Events in the future. In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
A message for all.